Yeah, last thing I found was a fork that I really wanted. And then when I got it, and I got it for a really good price, and I could sell it and make money. But I come to find out that the crown race that they use is different, my bike versus that one. And I know a lot of people have done it. They've put these forks on my bike, but I don't know how, because they use it. They've cut to a different angle. And so you either have to, it's a carbon fiber fork, and you either have to cut the race on that, or you have to re-machine the cup in the bike and, you know, commit one way or the other. But the way they are now, they're just not cut the same. And, you know, people are, oh, yeah, I do it. It works fine, you know, but like, eh, I don't know about that. So that was a kind of a disappointment. I haven't done anything with that part since then. I still plan on something. I don't know if I'll modify the bike is what I'd like to do, because they use an old standard, like a 30 degree, and now everybody's doing a 45, and that's the industry standard. And so, you know, the obvious thing to do would be modify the bike to the industry standard. So, but again, it's just, it got more involved than just slapping it in. So, yes, I was out running around getting parts, but I haven't done anything with them yet because of that. I got to get back on my bike. I just started going to the gym. I've been to the gym pretty regularly, pretty much getting in, walking, and a little upper body the other day. And work into that, maybe lose a few pounds, and then maybe crack the bike back out and start doing that, add that into the repertoire.